Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
We call them boppers?
Oh, hell yeah.
I bet they play at Firefest.
They look like they're spooning.
You ever been to Casa Bonita?
Enter the D.
Shout out to the commission.
I think his name's pronounced Beautiful.
Why am I not part of the Beautiful People?
This is the first dick thing.
Chug beer out of that fucker. That's an achy breaky molly.
I mean, I'm a little disappointed it wasn't a dick in the wolf's mouth.
Sorry.
Shoot over the barn door.
You gotta throw a dick in every case.
Let's go milk some goats.
That's like skating on America's dick.
When it comes to announcing sports, I have zero journalistic integrity.
I don't want pop, goddammit.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast, except for one problem. No OJ. What up, Foppers? It's I, the Commish, coming at you live with episode 28. Episode Daryl Green. Okay, that's the only 28 I know. One of the new Capitals.
Daryl Strawberry?
No, I was just thinking like number for player.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Was he number 28? I don't know what Daryl Strawberry was.
He's another Daryl.
I know, but I think he was 28.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll look that up. But with me, as always, my main man, Cam.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
Yeah. Holla, holla, holla.
Holla, holla.
All right. Yeah, lots to catch up on. Because we haven't done an actual episode in quite some time due to the Independence Day holiday.
And other things.
Yeah.
Many other things.
Yeah. Many. Yeah, well, should we just kick it off with our Kabaddi complaints? Like, that kind of ties into why we didn't really do an episode the week of Independence Day.
Yeah, man. I mean, we can kick that thing off right now if you'd like.
All right. Why don't you go first? This is about Teslas.
Yes.
That's our subject for body complaints this week.
Yeah, his number was 18, not 28.
Okay.
Damn it. I had the 8 right.
You're right. That's good. Good quick research while you were talking.
Thank you.
Look at us getting all pro when we're approaching 30 episodes.
Yeah. It takes 30 to make you dirty or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that works for me.
But yeah, so let me kick off this Kabaddi complaint. I'm going to do a woosah, breathe in, breathe out thing, and then another breath in and go for it.
ASMR.
Okay, ASMR Kabaddi complaint?
No, it's ASMR. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah. Asmars
in the Bungalingus League.
Bungalingus. Ugh, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you want me to count you in?
No, I'm good.
Okay. I'll just leave you to it.
All right. I really fucking hate Teslas because I got hit by a Tesla on Monday and I was riding my bike and it ran my ass over and pushed me out into oncoming traffic and I almost died and it broke my helmet and destroyed my bike and I have bruises and a sprained wrist and I couldn't hear shit and they have shitty technology that didn't avoid hitting me.
God damn. That was super specific. So if you didn't pick up on that, Cam got hit by a fucking Tesla.
Yeah, Model X, big white one. Ran my ass over. So, yeah, I'm better for the wear. I can use my hands and my wrist again. So after a week of everything hurting, I'm slowly on the mend. Or actually kind of rapidly on the mend. I figured this would be a lot longer process.
Yeah, that shit's...
So, yeah, man. Good times.
Yeah, that's fucked up. So you're biking to work. You were starting the campaign to try and bike to work like 4 times a week, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I was like on board. I had done 3 days the week before, and this was Monday the following week. And I was like, fuck yeah, I just got my bike tuned, new seat, new chain, new tires, and on the inaugural bike ride. Get smoked 8 blocks away from my house.
Jesus so. Christ.
Yeah. Fucking garbage Tesla.
Yeah.
People expecting its technology just to drive for them and them not stopping at stop signs is a pretty big blunder.
That's fucking insane. So you really suspect that she just wasn't paying attention because she was relying on the Tesla technology?
Kind of. I think she... You know, like she had a stop sign that she did not stop at. Mm-hmm. And as I was, you know, going to cross her lane, I see her coming to a stop and I'm like, oh, she's going to stop. And it's a Tesla. So it should be like, hey, dumb shit driver, there's a human that's about to cross in front of your vehicle, which it apparently doesn't do. But I continued on. I thought she looked over and saw me because when she looked towards oncoming traffic, which I was. She, you know, looked my way, didn't see me, and then right over the hood of her car out into oncoming traffic lane. So, yeah, Fun times, man.
That's batshit, man. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, pro level podcaster might have just powered through it and had an episode. Just kidding. Total jokes.
And I will say, though, kids, wear your fucking helmets.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Because my helmet was cracked to fuck.
Yeah, if we weren't broadcasting through Facebook right now, I'd show everybody. But there was like a fucking screw in it or something, right?
No, that was for the little visor that broke off.
Oh.
But yeah, it definitely cracked all the way through the plastic and then the foam piece. So.
Yeah, so thank God. Yeah, wear your fucking helmets.
Yeah, dude, my noggin would have been... scrambled.
I don't know if anyone can see. That's 13 stitches from not having a helmet on. Although technically,
it's from the middle of his nose up to about middle of his eyebrows,
and then a star in my forehead that was like 3 stitches.
Yeah, man.
But
helmets.
Yeah,
they're cool.
No,
dick,
I think
dick helmets and head helmets.
I think I explained that story when we did when we asked Bloody about his nickname.
Yeah,
because it was kind of a family rite of passage to get scars on your face from drunkenness. So I won't reiterate that story, but if you want a classic, go back to whatever the fuck episode they were in first.
Yeah, that was the very first one with them.
Yeah, I don't think it was specific to them, though. I think we did the brackets. I think we were talking about the NHL brackets.
That's right. That was like episode 18
14. Who knows?
Something. Yeah.
Pick a number. Just listen.
Somewhere in there.
I am disappointed to find out we only get 10 episodes at a time on Apple and Spotify, because I think the Kabaddi episode is probably our strongest, or Pesapalo, as far as like finding a really fucking wacky but awesome sport that we didn't know about.
Yeah, dog.
So,
what do you mean we only get 10 at a time?
Yeah, it's just like the last 10 episodes that I've posted go up on those websites.
Oh, I did not know that.
So, in order to combat this, we are starting the same campaign that every podcast has. Please like, subscribe, follow, do everything you can, because the more reps we get in that department, the more chance
shit they host.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if there's a direct correlation with that. Obviously, I don't understand.
I don't know, man. You can go back and listen to Joe Rogan like episode 100. So
yeah.
I'd imagine.
Well, they probably
there's some correlation
pay
there.
For some premium, but I'm saying if we get more followers, we'd be more enticed to throw some more money, and we just need that support, man. We're like, I don't know. I know people listen, but I honestly don't know where. Because like when I look at the analytics of Spotify, they don't show it for Apple because we're such small time. It's still basically just me. But people tell me they listen, and I've recruited a few listeners in my, you know, Lyft driving and whatnot.
Yeah, man. People listen.
But yeah, so
people subscribe, like,
and
share.
Yeah, share, download, whatever. And
hit
yeah.
us up. Give us shit to talk about, too.
Yeah,
like,
please.
If you find a sport or hear of something crazy, you know, put it on our page.
Yeah,
reach out to us.
I was just talking to my boy Fitz today, and he's like, "You guys have a podcast?" I was like, "Yeah." I mean, it's like, you know, we do a lot of our campaigning through Facebook, so if you're not on there, you're probably not going to catch wind of it.
True.
But, you know, if you're not a social media person, like, how are we going to reach you anyway? But I told him about it, and he's like, oh, like, what, like, drone racing or lawnmower drag racing? And I was like, well, I know drone racing is a thing. Is lawnmower drag racing a thing?
Oh, yeah.
With drag queens, too? It should be, like, the drag on drag special.
I don't think those two cultures cross too often, but it would be very fun if those two things did happen.
What if it was dragon drag racings with drag queens?
I definitely watch that.
Yeah, I think
100%.
I mean, RuPaul's Drag Race might need to step it up for their next season. Who knows?
Yeah, bring in the dragons and bring in the lawnmowers.
Right. But yeah, give us a shout if you're listening, if you're tuning in, whatever. We are rapidly approaching 30 episodes, so I'm pretty excited about that. Triple double digits.
Triple dub.
Triple dub.
Last week, fucked around, got a triple double.
Yeah, freaking foppers every way like MJ.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Look what I did with that.
Whoop, whoop.
All right. Let's get some headlines. Okay, obviously, a lot of shit's gone on, but let's work our way up with some basics. The All-Star Game happened for the MLB. And
that's very true.
The American League won 4-3.
Woo!
Did you put money on it?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I was just feeling it. I was like, all right, why not?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, I... If I was a baller like you, son, I'd be putting money on that shit.
I'm not that big of a baller. I just take some dumb risks. That was one of them.
That was good. What was that, like $50 for to win like 42 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about that.
Yeah, 43.
Ooh, 43. Yeah. You're in the money. Nice.
Man, not bad.
Pete Alonso of the Mets wins the home run derby. Apparently, there was a lot of antics, and they had a lot of fun with this, but I can't lie and say that I watched it. But the buzz is that, oh, there should this other guy should have won because this Pete Alonso dude only had like 8 home runs going into it.
Yeah, and I read there was something about outs that they changed during the home run
derby.
Oh,
they changed
year.
The format?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where all the wackiness came from.
Yeah, so it made it so he actually had a shot to win it. And it was something like there was supposed to be 8 outs, and this year they increased it to 10 or something at the 8 out limit is where he 8 out.
Talk about a great baseball jersey custom job.
Oh shit, yeah.
Number 8 and then just out.
Oh god, it'd be brilliant.
Or 8 pussy. We made it 10 minutes without swearing.
Or a dick or pussy or fart joke.
Yeah, eat dick.
But yeah, so
eat farts.
Back to the home run derby. So yeah, that I think that was part of the whole like convoluted reason he won or had a chance at winning.
Oh, okay.
And he won by one home run. I think it was like 39-40, and he had 40.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, great journalism on both of our parts. But hey, you knew more than I did, and I brought it up. So props to you.
Yeah, man.
So at other All-Star games, obviously, famously, the NBA slam dunk contest, you know, there's a whole skills competition at the NHL thing. You know, we talked about how technically two of the ladies that were demonstrating actually beat
one.
Yeah. The NHLers. But I was thinking, what other events should they have at the All-Star game for baseball?
Ooh, like trick catches.
Trick catches, okay.
You know, like you gotta catch it behind your back, between your legs, around your side.
Oh, like horse?
Like with your other hand,
yeah.
With your hat, in your jersey, in your shoe. I don't know, I'm just thinking like off the cuff. This is just shit I'm coming up with.
A pop fly contest or something? Like,
exactly. Like, and then there's the risk of concussions, which always makes life fun.
Yeah, with baseball, shit gets real, real fast, even though it's, you know, relatively slow pace compared to some other sports.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking that they have a dizzy bat home run derby.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Or they do Wiggum rules softball.
What's Wiggum?
From Simpsons? The Simpsons. Yeah. They explain it pretty well. He's like, all right, you got to chug a beer before you step up to bat. And when you're on base, you got to chug a beer. And then.
Oh, it's beer ball.
Yeah. Beer ball. Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
I'm into it.
And then it's great because Homer's like, we've all played softball before, Wiggum. It's just like, and then the seventh inning, that's the beer inning.
It's the last time you can drink.
Okay, what else? Dizzy bat, softball rules.
Like reverse everything. Like
just play Pesapolo.
Perfect.
That would be great. You just show up and they turned all of Wrigley Field or whatever into a Pesapolo diamond.
But the
diamond.
The fans can interact with the ball.
Well, yeah, because there's no out of bounds technically if it bounces in. So if that shit goes in the crowd, you're going to have dudes doing, I guess, not really diamonds, but weird Pesapolo shapes.
Yeah. Cross-angled isosceles triangles with a flare at the end. I don't know.
Yeah.
They made some weird fucking shit.
Yeah, it was Pesapolo. Definitely one of my favorite discoveries of ours.
Damn Nordic people.
Man, those fans.
Crazy.
First they ruined baseball, now they're coming over to take over the NHL, man. This is how they invade, I'm telling you.
Slowly but finely.
And very kindly.
Yes, we're giant blonde people, and we're very good looking, and we'll take you over.
Yeah. All right, well, moving on to some LFL. So oof. I believe the last thing we reported was Chicago Bliss eliminating themselves. Not on purpose, but getting eliminated by the Steam, and that was from the game that took place on Saturday, June 15th, 2019.
Evergreen.
And the next game up was Denver, and Denver was already eliminated at the game that we saw against the Mist here in, or Loveland.
They were up for elimination. Like, that was their last shot to stay in the running.
Yeah, and they lost to Seattle, so yes. They were screwed, even though they're, you know, still have another game left. So they actually lost a bout. Oop, I'm revealing the next thing, too.
Oh, that's all right.
Their bout against Nashville, but it was close.
Damn.
So maybe getting a little rally there, although obviously either a huge defensive game or just a bunch of offensive blunders in that one. Unfortunately, I promise we will give you more LFL content as far as our Twitch page, but it just hasn't happened lately.
We'll get there, man.
Yeah.
And that was Nashville's first game, correct?
I believe it was their second game. Oh, yeah, they're 1-1.
Okay.
But they didn't play until June 1st.
Ah,
word. They were the weird holdout.
Yeah, so I remember they didn't have a game forever.
All teams have played at least two games by now, and I believe there's one that we just don't know about yet. No, there's a break. But so obviously that game really didn't count for much. Nashville's for Denver, yeah, they're done. They're 0-3, so they're eliminated. But Nashville is now 1-1, so that Eastern Conference still way wide open except for Chicago's out. So if Omaha or Nashville can win a game, they'll be right up there with the Steam. yeah. And then this crazy shit happened. So Seattle, the supposed super team, played their fourth game against Austin, who was playing their second game. And Austin pulled out a 36-34 victory, which is huge because they're both indeed in the Western Conference. And
yeah, that put them over the Misters.
Yeah, and that was the Mists' last game. So they are stuck at 3-1, which will most likely lead to a playoff position. But given the fact that Austin is now at 2-0 and LA is at 2-1, either team could hypothetically supersede them. Like,
correct me if I'm wrong here. It says Seattle has clinched
a playoff position, but they might not take their first first place.
Word. Okay.
Yeah. Which I guess really wouldn't matter that much because it's not like it's an 8-team conference and they'd be playing like, you know, the 8th seed of a big tournament. But
true. Interesting.
They're still in.
I didn't know that the Mists would ever lose. I thought they had this shit in a bucket.
Well, and then wouldn't you know, the next and final game for LA is against the Austin Acoustic.
Ooh,
so,
wow.
At the end of July, the 27th, year of our Lord, 2019, the LA Temptation will play the Austin Acoustic in what will be the battle for the other playoff spot, because if LA loses, they don't get it. If Austin wins, they definitely get it. And I'm pretty sure that so Austin would have to play Nashville. Okay.
Smashville.
Yeah, next. And guys, only guys and gals.
Ladies.
Yeah, only
don't forget the ladies.
Only like six more games in this season until we get some serious action in August with the Western Conference Championship, obviously the Eastern Conference Championship, taking place on the same day, the 24th. And then
I didn't know the LFL had the bandwidth to play two games in one day.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. I mean, they'll probably release them slowly since they have a week or two before the Legends Cup.
Like 16 weeks apart.
Yeah, in Washington. Which is interesting. So Seattle, potentially, if things go well for them, could have hometown advantage.
Yep.
Yeah. Very interesting indeed. Finally getting some crazy results out of this league. It is a slow burn, but damn, it is worth it. And again, we promise you motherfoppers, we will bring you more LFL content. I mean, I'd like to go back and watch this Austin Seattle game.
Me too.
All right. Well,
maybe we cover that some bitch.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in Portland this weekend, but maybe next weekend or something.
Oh, Portlandia.
Gonna go see NoFX play The Decline, their 20-minute album song.
Dude, that's awesome.
With an orchestra.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's very Metallica then.
Yeah, the Punk and Drublic Festival.
Punk and Drublic, great album.
Yeah.
So yeah. That means they're okay. So what's their last game of the season's what?
The last game of the regular season is August 10th between
the of all of the LFL, sorry.
Oh, September 7th is the Legends Cup.
Okay, so it's the right as the NFL season starts.
Yeah.
So, because NFL starts Thursday, September 5th.
Yeah. Is that preseason or is that regular?
Regular season.
Yeah.
Preseason starts on August 9th, I want to say.
Right.
So, yeah, man.
It's crazy, man. Like, this is why we couldn't use them for or the full season for our draft order competition that one
year. Yeah, because they bleed into the NFL season.
Yeah, would have been a great idea, but it was not.
Yeah, we tried.
Yeah, we did try, and it worked in my opinion. That was one of the more fun ones.
It was, but I have no clue what's going on since I won.
Yeah, that's right. You are excluded, and we will get to that in our history of five. Maybe that should be number 30, huh?
Yeah. And yeah. I remind me when we're done with this to go grab the FOP trophy. I have it in my car.
Oh, okay.
I prefer not to just drive around with it. The other day I was like, I'm going to have my car cleaned because I was being super lazy. So yeah. Had that shit done. And then like the trophy and stuff was like thrown about the back seat. And I was like, you bastards.
This is a throwing trophy. This about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were probably looking at me like, what the fuck does this guy have in his back seat?
Right. And just to keep you all posted, what we'll be doing for the football season is I will be letting you all into the wonderful world of the animated FOP recaps. And
the
then,
wide world of FOP.
And then that'll be like the first part of our FOPcast episodes that air on Facebook. I'm not sure how we'll do the audio because, you know, obviously it's me and you doing like a TV show. And then we'll just do regular FOP stuff also. So it's kind of like a two-parter thing. It'll be exciting.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Totes, my goats. Moving on, some soccer news. So where we left off before our little hiatus there was basically explaining to you the three big-ass tournaments that are going on right now. And those have all come to a conclusion with the exception of the Africa Cup of Nations.
Copa. No, that's South.
Yeah.
Cup of Nations.
Which the Africa Cup of Nations has just entered the knockout stage.
Ooh, dang.
Yeah. So if we want to take a little look, see here, they are currently.
Didn't we place bets on this or just verbal bets? I think we did, dog.
Fuck.
And I think this is.
I think you took Cameroon because it's your name.
Nah, man. I think I put it at the bottom of the last one. Hey, this, what happened to, episode 27, there was no outline, that's right.
Yeah, episode 27 was the Inner Drew, Drew of And a Bag of Chips podcast, which if you are a big fan of nostalgia, you should check out.
Oh, so we did the Copa Cup.
Oh, Copa America?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that next.
Not a problem.
But anyway, so this is what is the current state of things in the Africa Cup of Nations.
And one other thing we forgot.
Oh.
Go USA, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Women's. That was the big conclusion. Spoilers.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, we're building up. We're doing the, I don't want to call them the lesser cups.
We're edging.
Yeah. We got a lot of cups to cover, man.
Yeah, boy.
We got ourselves in deep with that two guys, too many cups episode. But
too
yeah.
Too many cups.
Spoiler alert. America rules.
It's true.
So
fucking awesome.
Currently, we are moving into the semifinals, and Senegal has advanced. We're waiting on the results from Madagascar and Tunisia tomorrow.
Ooh.
And then Nigeria beat South Africa to make it to the semifinal, and we are awaiting the match between the Ivory Coast and Algeria.
Ivory Coast.
They actually have
Ivory Coast.
Yeah, Senegal and Ivory Coast, I believe, are basically the two African countries who have made the biggest waves. I mean, obviously, Egypt had a rep there, like we went over in that episode.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Senegalese and Ivory Coast have been like the two teams other countries worry about when they're talking about on a world scale. Whether or not that's still the case, that's just what I remember. So that is exciting. I guess. just a lot of fun betting opportunities there.
Right.
Hedging opportunities. You know how I like hedging.
You hedge so hard, bro.
Yeah. Except for, yeah, well, we'll talk about that later. All right. Okay, so who did we take in the Copa America?
So I took Uruguay and you took Brazil.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Cool. Well, as it turns out, the big story in the Copa America this year was Peru. Because they obviously aren't exactly a powerhouse when you think about the international scale of things. But wouldn't you know that good old Peru made it all the way to the final.
Ooh.
And played none other than Brazil.
Damn, dog.
And Brazil won 3-1, which I'm happy about since we, what did we do, $10? Did we even say anything?
I don't think we did a dollar amount. I think we just picked a team randomly.
All right, cool.
Sorry. Well, but I'm pretty sure it was just like, hey, this is who I think is going to win.
Yeah, if any of our listener can go back and check that out for us, we shall do that. But now I'm really curious how far Uruguay made it. Bad radio.
Uruguay, how far did you make it?
They don't know. Tied Japan. Uruguay lost to Chile.
Ah, man.
Oh no! Wait.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know what you're looking at, so I can't.
It's quarterfinals. They lost to Peru in the quarterfinal.
Ah, Peru, you dirty bitches. Because it would have been sick if it was Uruguay versus Brazil.
Right? Yeah. And then we definitely made some mistakes as far as where we might have put money on those.
Yeah, right.
All right. Moving on to the Gold Cup. Not yet. But the
Gold Cup.
Where we left off was about the knockout round. USA had an impressive and very important run at things because obviously, USA did not make the World Cup last round.
Right.
And big deal. And actually, I don't know. Basically, I'm, for family reasons, know the coach of the USA team.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I can't say, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But he is somewhat a family friend of ours. So it was a big deal getting a good US of A dude in there coaching, and they made a great run to the final, but then lost to Mexico 1-0.
Dang.
So that was a bummer. That's Mexico's eighth Gold Cup, and then
holy shit,
USA is in second with six. And then remember, Canada's had one.
That's
it was
true.
Like super random, right?
Freaking Canadians.
Yeah. Definitely not known as a soccer powerhouse. So
no. Canada, they're not really a powerhouse for anything.
Maple syrup, kindness.
Legalizing weed as a country.
Yeah, they did that pretty early.
Yeah.
Before
us.
You know what their number one is?
What's that?
Sneaker sitcoms that fucking rule.
That's true.
Yeah, and I mean, to a lesser extent, in my opinion, Trailer Park Boys, but
that's
true. It's got a huge following. It's a fun show, but
yeah,
not...
there's a bunch of other stuff from Canada. Nickelback, Justin Bieber.
Seth Rogen. Like Dana Carvey, Jim Carrey. No, wait. Not Dana Carvey. Jim Carrey, though.
Yeah.
Who am I thinking?
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Yeah. And then finally, the Women's World Cup.
Yes.
Your United States of America. Damn it. That was supposed to be good. Start over. I'm just going to cut that out. Your United States of America Women's National Team.
There we go.
Bested Spain,
España,
France, England, and then finally the Netherlands to clinch
jerseys.
Yeah, which is the royal color of the Netherlands. That's
orange.
Yeah, that's why they always have orange stuff. People don't realize that because they're much like every other flag, it's red, white, and blue. Like literally the only flag that we beat on our way, at least in the knockout round. That wasn't red, white, and blue. It was Spain.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Not orange. Yellow and red.
Yeah, well, wait.
A little gold.
I mean, we did beat Sweden, but they were not the knockout round.
Okay.
So Sweden, Thailand. Holy shit. What was the other one in the group stage? But
dude, I have no clue.
I can't.
I'm impressed you got that deep with it.
Well, I was watching pretty closely. But anyway.
It's true. It's women.
We clinched our fourth Women's World Cup for the USA, were the first win. were the first ones to win three, let alone our fourth.
USA.
Yeah. Yeah, just keep it going, dude, because it's all sorts of accolades and all this other shit. First time the USA repeated.
Damn.
So we won in 2015. However, Germany pulled that same shit in 2003 and 2007.
Oh, man, we need to cap their knees. All of them.
And in the knockout round, they only conceded goals to France, Spain, and England, one apiece. So only three goals conceded, and I believe that was the whole tournament.
Damn.
Yeah, because we shut the Netherlands down 2-0 in the final. Megan Rapinoe wins the Golden Boot, and then the internet sucks and can't handle the fact that women did well. It's really fucking sad that, like, the focus of this has all been, like, people's opinions and stuff like that. I'm like, can we get a week where we're all just like, way the fucking go, our team won.
Yeah, man.
Before people start analyzing it and all this other bullshit.
It's everything online, man. People just have a fucking opinion like an asshole.
Right,
and
man.
It's never a good opinion. It's just, I'm mad at it because I'm mad at it.
Yeah.
Essentially, you know, it's like.
Dude, I saw someone being like, oh, the ratings were still less than QVC. I was like, first of all, QVC has bomb ass ratings because that shit is on in every apartment and every old folks home.
Yeah, very true. Like, my dad buys all kinds of shit off QVC.
I was
going
like, to say, ever since Jag went off the air, like QVC is like killing it.
That's what we do. We bring back Jag.
Yeah. But
Jag
it's,
off.
But if it's about a lesbian soccer team, they're not going to be fucking happy about it.
They could be on a boat and part of the Navy and still be a lesbian soccer team.
You know what?
I think we can pull this off.
Probably. And it frustrates me because it's just like, when the focal part of a sports story is no longer sports, and I mean, granted, there are some that need attention, like when an NFL player murders somebody. Okay, yeah, that should probably take precedent over whether or not the dude ran for 3,000 yards for the Buffalo Bills in the 70s.
Yeah, but, and got a show on Fox that covered everything about his trail.
Yeah. Oh, God, that show was...
Dog shit, yeah.
It was just so fake. But my point being is, like, there are limits to, like, where it needs to happen. But, like, the fact that we as a nation and just, like, can't just sit back and enjoy this for a minute before we start throwing shade at these people.
Yeah.
And, I mean, honestly, like, this is not going to be a popular opinion, but I think that goes both ways with, like, the people that are being like, ooh, women's sports, who cares? And also the people that were chanting like shit like equal pay when they won, and I'm just like, guys, can't we just be USA for like 10 minutes before we like tear this fucking wonderful thing apart?
I completely agree,
and I'm not taking a side on either of those because I think that sports shit should, like, I'm still in the happy period, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
It's just supposed to unite us, man. It, like, it's supposed to bring us together when our country does good at world events,
right?
You know,
and I mean, it's just like, okay, so you're supposed to tell me that because I don't like weed, I'm supposed to hate that Michael Phelps has like 9,000 gold medals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just so silly. And I honestly think it's like a sexism thing, and it really fucking bothers me. And I don't want to like make this political at all. But
well,
come
it's
on,
like,
just enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, and it's like people getting mad that the Little Mermaid's going to be black.
Oh, my goodness.
Who gives a fuck? The Little Mermaid should have been green day one or blue or a fish color.
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking mermaid. Like,
haven't you ever seen Cabin in the Woods? Have you seen that movie?
When
they show the mermaid and it's basically just like a halibut hag.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's probably what a half fish, half man would look like.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to live underwater. Man, we're not very well suited for this shit.
Yeah.
We don't have flippers and fins and, you know, gills.
I don't know, man. You've ever heard the aquatic ape theory?
Yes. Yeah.
No. I mean, what do I know? Who the fuck knows? But all I know is I watched some shit on Discovery Channel, and that made me pretty sure that there's no such thing as mermaids, because it was when they were, like, all on their, like, making
crazy
fake documentary shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this dumbass watched two whole documentaries on basic cable about mermaids before being like, hey, you have the internet in your pocket. Why don't you look up to see if this is fake or not? And we're not talking my dual screen, play video games, and pay attention. We're talking I spent a whole fucking Saturday watching a documentary with commercials about mermaids before I thought to fucking look
it
up myself.
Deep dive into this shit.
Yeah. But it's ridiculous. And I mean, like, I just hate that our 4th of July and this celebration in particular was so sullied with, like, irrelevant opinions and things that just, like, made it not cool. You know what I mean? It just makes me fucking sick.
I hear you, bro.
Fop stance. Yay, ladies.
Complaint on that?
Oh, I should have done that.
Yeah, sorry to bring that up now.
No, instead we just
I didn't
know
I was going to go into a full beatdown on it, or else I would have petitioned a Kabaddi complaint there.
I'll tell you
since
what.
I got mine in.
Here's my Kabaddi complaint. Send your hate my way. Leave these fucking awesome athletes alone. There.
Okay.
That's it. It's not
you hear
a speed
that,
one.
Internet? Send your hate to Bobby Gressel.
Just make sure to like and subscribe. No.
So you
no,
can
no.
send
to
your
Fop,
hate.
To Fop Commission.
Fop Commission. Yeah, sorry.
All right. Why don't we fucking lighten things up here with a little Hometown Heroes action?
Aight.
Kind of sporadic. We don't really have a back and forth plan for this one, but Wizards sign Isaiah Thomas.
Damn.
And I say that as if I know what that means.
So I guess the what was it? Free agency for the NBA has been crazy.
Right.
Like all, you and I both aren't like NBA heads.
No.
But a bunch of guys in my office were going off about how, you know, Durant went to the Lakers mm-hmm. and all these other people went to the Lakers, and then Kyrie went to the Clippers for some reason, and the Clippers are like the other shitty team in California that nobody really pays attention to.
I mean, he's just he's probably getting paid, and then I mean, I'm not saying that's the only reason.
$38 a season or some shit,
dude. If he can get the Clippers to win a fucking title over the Lakers, I will be so happy.
Especially with the team the Lakers have, because they've got washed up Durant with a blown out Achilles. They've got kind of washing out LeBron, and then they got all these other young quote unquote superstars. But if they fall apart, to your point, I would be so happy. Not that they were great this season. Right? They didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I really hate to be such a jerk about this shit, but I really feel as though it's just like, come on. It just seems like they're doing this shit as like marketing ploys. And I'm not saying for the players to make more money. I'm saying for just in general. Like, it just seems like they're LeBron's going to sell a lot of jerseys, and he's going to try and make another Space Jam. You know, it's just like, come on. Like,
Still got that as one of his goals.
Yeah, which admittedly might be cool, but, you know, who knows? Maybe it won't be the same without R. Kelly on the soundtrack.
I'm sure they could call him in from jail.
He just records it over Skype. Just got the annoying buzz that happens when we do a Skype interview. I believe I can fly. Yo, can you turn that shit down? Nope. Your level of criminal does not get good internet.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I'm with you, but I hate on the Lakers.
I just don't care.
It's just the typical LA thing. Let's just throw a lot of money at it and it'll fucking work.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, shit, I just realized we didn't cover one of the cups. You remember the U.S. Open Cup we talked about? The crazy thing where a local team could rise up among the ashes?
Oh, yeah.
So New Mexico, they beat FC Dallas in the round of 16.
Yeah.
They made the quarterfinals. And then today, right now, July 10th, at approximately 8:17, they just lost to Minnesota United.
Oh, man.
So, dude, but they
our
made
Cinderella story.
Yeah, they made the quarterfinals.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and then they lost to an actual MLS team. So they were that might not be correct.
Weren't they two leagues down or whatever?
Yeah, they were a lower tier league, and I think so in the quarterfinals, we'll get to the results here in a second, but there was Orlando City Soccer Club, NYFC, and they're both MLS. They're currently playing right now. It's 1-1. Atlanta United, which is an MLS team, beat St. Louis FC, which is not an MLS team.
Oh, dang.
Yet. So they were up there too. And then Minnesota, beat New Mexico because they're fucking legit. MLS team. But that was a hell of a run for New Mexico, and especially after beating out all of our Colorado hopefuls here. And then later we got LAFC versus the Portland Timbers. So not sure who's moving on to the semifinals yet, except for Minnesota United and Atlanta United. A lot of unity going on, and I like it.
United.
Anyway, back to some hometown heroes. What do you got for Denver?
All right, well, since we're in the same vein, Rapids back to dead last in the West. So they're 5-10-4 with 19 points, but third from last overall in the MLS.
Yeah.
So they're still hanging on by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, I mean,
to not be dead last in
right.
the whole MLS.
So they're currently above the Columbus Crew and Cincinnati, or FC Cincinnati. So they're beating Ohio.
Good.
That's a start.
But then again, I kind of feel bad for Ohio because it's Ohio.
Yeah. Well, they've had a few good teams run through there. The I believe the U.S. Coach, his gig, I know he was this at some point, but his gig right before the U.S. gig, I believe, was Columbus Crew head coach.
Ah.
Yeah.
I
shout out to the coaches out there and whatnot. Anyway, I'll stick with MLS. United back to second behind the Philly Union, and they are sitting at 8-5-7, and this is second in the East, 31 standing points, and they are 1 point ahead of both Montreal Impact and Atlanta United FC. Damn, they're just taking all the soccer names, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They might as well be soccer club too. Throw that in there.
Yeah. Instead of FC,
the AUFC,
AUFC, sounds very German.
suspect, but yeah, so that's kind of bad news because you know it's great that they're in second right now. Obviously, they've played 20 games, I believe, but Atlanta has only played 19, and they are now in the mix. And then you got, I mean, as far as the teams that are making the playoffs at this point, I think that's what that line means. Obviously, Philly, DC United, 1-2, and then you got Atlanta United FC and Montreal Impact at 30, and then NYFC at 29, Jesus. And the New York Red Bulls at 28, and then there's a little bit of a drop to Toronto FC at 23. So it kind of, I mean, that's a real tight grouping behind the Philly Union, who's sitting on top at 36 points.
Damn,
with a 10-5-6 record.
Ring that Liberty Bell.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. Gonna be a fun fall seeing how that pans out for sure.
Pangea.
Mm-hmm. Bitch don't know about Pangea.
And then of course our adopted team LAFC killing it.
Hell yes.
You know, given if we're talking MLS ratings, they are 20 points ahead of the Timbers, who are they are about to play in the U.S. Open Cup in, like, seriously starting in 8 minutes. Yeah, 8:30 Mountain Time.
On July 10th,
2019. They are sitting on top of the world with 43 standing points with a 13-2-4 record. That is insane. And to give you an idea, the next team is obviously Philly, and they have lost 5 games. That's 3 more games. That's insane. Yeah. Actually, Philly has 5 losses and 6 ties, whereas LAFC has 2 losses and 4 ties.
Just crushing.
Yeah, definitely out to prove something and maybe take home the illustrious MLS Cup to Los Angeles.
More cups.
More cups. Yeah, more cups to come. And just to give you an idea, LA Galaxy is actually the 2nd place in the West, so that's going to be a fun series to pan out, and they are sitting at 34 points. So the West is just stacked, and their worst team that's going to make the playoffs is at 27. And
wow.
And their worst team, period, is the Rapids at 19. But, I mean, it's pretty fucking crazy. You know, if the Rapids get a win here, they can not be in last place in the West.
That'd be nice for them.
Yeah, over the Vancouver Whitecaps. So
come
here's
on,
hoping that
Rapids take out a Whitecap.
Yeah, that happens. What's up with baseball, son?
Baseball, the Colorado
All-Star break right now, but
yes, Rockies fourth place in the National League West, 2.5 games behind the wild card, and then 5 games back, fifth back from wild card spot.
Yeah, so there's four teams that they would have to jump to get the wild card spot, even though they're only two and a half games behind.
Got you.
So pretty tight race there.
Always is, dude.
Yeah.
The Rockies always, and for whatever reason, after the All-Star break, they usually come out batting.
Come out swinging?
Yes.
That works for more than one sport.
I'm going to the Sunday game.
Ooh.
And the Monday game.
Wow. Look at you, Mr. Fancy Pants, with your baseball games.
Yeah, man.
That's cool.
Out of the blue, kind of my buddy's like, hey, I got tickets to Sunday. You want to go to that? And I'm like, sure. And then work's like, hey, for our team building for the Denver office, we're doing the Rockies on Monday. I'm like, fuck yeah.
You should be like, hey, for wintertime, let's do hockey instead. It's way better.
Yeah.
Or
Broncos games.
Or dream games.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious. Unsimilarly, Washington has made a little bit of a run since last time we reported. They're sitting at 47-42. They are in the first wild card position, so a game and a half above Philadelphia. A lot of Philly Washington going on this year.
Right.
Yeah. That's exciting. They are half a game in front of Philly, who is the second wild card spot, and they are now second in the NL East behind Atlanta. Hotlanta.
Oof.
Who's sitting at 54-37. Killing it.
The Braveskies.
Yeah, Braves, if anyone cares, they are third in the NL overall behind the Dodgers and the Cubbies.
Wow.
Which doesn't make any sense. How do the Cubs only have 47? Oh, they're division leaders.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow, that division sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry to all my Cubs fans out there.
Well, they won the World Series, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
So that was pretty huge for them.
All right.
No more goat curse.
Yeah, what else you got, son?
Going to hockey, the Avs trade Barry and Kerfoot to the Leafs for Cardi B.
Barry and Kerfoot for Kadri.
Kadri.
For Cardi B.
Yeah, they got some big booty biatches on the ice.
Kadri is the dude I do not like. He's like Marchand, but doesn't deliver that much. However, if he fits on the squad, that's cool, but I'm never going to like him because he injured Ovi and pretty much, it wasn't an official injury, but it was during the playoffs on a needed knee hit, and
the
Caps fucking faltered. So I want to be objective, but I really don't like that fucking guy. So he's kind of a punk, but hey, man, if it works for the Avs, it works for the Avs.
Hey, we need a dirty player.
I mean, he's just I don't feel like he's the type of dude that's gonna like do something dirty and then back it up. Like, it's not like enforcer status. It's just like
cheap shit.
Yeah, and I mean, he scores goals, so you know, you might get the depth you guys need, the scoring depth.
We need a defenseman, right?
He's not a defenseman.
No.
He's a forward. No, you guys are building pretty good on the defense. Well, that's why I was like, why did you get rid of Barry? Because he was
a good defenseman.
Yeah, he's a good defenseman. And then Kerfoot was like depth scorer. But hey, man, I'm not an NHL owner or GM, rather. And if you guys feel like Kadri's a good fit, maybe you can just get some money for him for something else. But with your two draft picks and all this potential, Colorado's looking good. And maybe he fits on the squad, maybe he doesn't, but I love to hate that guy. Like, if he was on the Penguins, ooh, buddy, that would be just, like, the most pure hatred, like the dark side of the force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would maybe go out of your way to actually fuck with the team.
I mean, I still would really like to get Drake a Kadri jersey.
Do it.
Maybe just throw.
No, don't.
Well, no, don't. Well, no, a Toronto Kadri jersey.
Still.
You're like, he's on my team now. Yep. I don't care nearly as much as you do.
I know.
In Capitals news. There was a ton of movement and signings at free agency, but I do not want to get into it. But things are shaping up for something. I don't know. One of our draft picks, I believe, from last year showed a lot of promise in the training camp. So that's exciting to see a rookie do that. I believe he's a defenseman. I didn't do much research, but the big news is Ovi wins an SP for the second year in a row.
Boom.
And he's the eighth player. Gotta love it when the numbers align like that.
Eight and eight.
Yeah, to win multiple times. He's the first and only Russian player born to win an SP.
Ooh.
But little asterisk next to all this, because ESPN does not show any NHL games, and they hardly cover it on SportsCenter because
they have beef with hockey for some reason.
I think it's just contracts, man. I mean, ESPN gets some football, right? They get Sunday night?
Yeah, they get one game. I think it's Monday night.
And then they...
Yeah, because that one's always a bitch to watch.
Yeah, but they just prefer basketball. I mean, it's a popularity thing. I get it. I don't want to shit on ESPN. Obviously, SportsCenter is a titan, and that's amazing. But kind of a bummer that they don't show any hockey. Although it doesn't really matter because I cut the cord. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, ESPN. Way to go, Ovi. And then just some NFL kind of just cool news. Nothing really about the team. But Grambling State to honor former Skins QB Doug Williams with a street name. Now, Doug Williams was an OG. He played from Grambling from 1974 to 1977, passed for over 8,000 yards,
Jesus,
93 touchdowns, and had a 35-5 record.
Good
and he
God,
won
man.
Three Southwestern Athletic
Area Conference
titles, and he was then he got drafted to the Bucks. He was the only black starting quarterback when he was drafted.
Damn.
Yeah, and he led the Bucks to the first three playoff appearances in his 5-year tenure with them. He went and played for the USFL for a minute.
Okay,
so we'll do a whole thing on that.
Yeah,
you know, failed football leagues.
Yes.
What was it? AAF, already aborted football.
Football.
Yeah. And then he went to the Skins from 86 to 89, and he beat the Broncos.
Yeah.
42-10 to win Super Bowl 22 in 1987, or in the 87 season.
Okay.
And that made him the first African-American quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Damn.
And he went back to coach at Grambling and won two titles as head coach. So,
dude's a bad some bitch.
Yeah, dude. He's
no wonder he should get more than a street named after him.
Well, he's like in the Ring of Honor or whatever for the Skins, and he's well regarded. I actually remember when they used to, they're not really action figures, but they were just like sports figurines.
Yeah, yeah.
You could get at toy stores.
Just like,
My brother had the Doug Williams. Yeah, you know, just doing one of these. You can take his little helmet off.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, that's what you look like under your helmet.
It's like, oh, my God, it's hair. Black. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, so shout out to Doug Williams. Congrats, man. And thank you for winning the Skins the Super Bowl when I was alive.
Woo.
Because there's only been a few of those.
Shout out to Doug.
Two or three, I can't remember. There's like one the year before we were born, and I can't remember if they went back and won one. But I think it was just 87, and then they lost the Raiders one year, and then – they beat the Bills when the Bills were killing the AFC, but that was it.
All right.
All right, on to our main topic, which is, there's a championship for that. Essentially, this was rooted in the fact that the Cornhole World Series, whatever the fuck it's called, I don't know, the World Championship of Cornhole took place this last week over the 4th of July in lovely Las Vegas, Nevada.
Of course it takes place. I mean, it's the beer drinking weekend, so
yeah. Well,
you gotta have the cornhole beer drinking game.
I mentioned this when we were camping. I was like, you guys realize the World Series of Cornhole is going on, but then we came back and there's all these crazy highlights. Unfortunately, can't show them on the old podcast here.
Nope.
But yeah, just I don't know. We keep on getting little slaps on the wrist, and I don't want this group to go away like it did when we did the whole first iteration of Fobcast, which was very legal.
Yeah, red zone for free.
But
internet.
Yeah.
Hey, that was us. We tried.
Hey, we're one of many people that have tried that.
Very true. You can still find them if you search far and deep.
Oh yeah, totally. So to give you an idea, cornhole is that wonderful game where you have a...
Bags is another term.
Well, oh my God. So when I looked up rules of cornhole video, it was this hilarious YouTube video, and it was like the quality level of like someone who backs Alex Jones in a wild allegation, you know, with
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Thirsty He's... Mechanics like texting me like mad right now because I haven't responded to him.
Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Block him.
Text like mad, and you can take those letters and make the guy's name. Isn't that funny? fucking hey. All
right.
Back to cornhole. Basically, cornhole is a thing where you got a board. You get a board, see?
You get a board.
Oh, the Alex Jones guy. Yeah, so he... I really wish I could have played this audio because it's just like the music was too loud and it's like, now this here is a cornhole set. For all you sissies out there that might call it bags or bean bags or bag toss, this is cornhole. And he said the word sissy like with the gravitas of the new F word.
Yeah.
Like he wanted to drop the
sissy,
the F-A-G on the
for all you sissies.
All you sissy gags. Just like, yo, dude, it's not a big deal. Some people just don't want to say cornhole in front of their kid.
Yeah. And cornhole sounds dumb, in my opinion. I've always called it bags.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's just like, yeah, and let's go play some bags.
It's a regional thing.
Yeah, totally.
Ass hat.
But it is funny because the American Cornhole Organization.
Mm-hmm.
ACO
Association.
ACO.
Oh.
American Cornhole Association. But their website is just americancornhole.com.
God, that could be so many different websites.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, how many porn sites did you have to buy this from? Oh, you can't see it in that. Hold up.
I thought it was Association.
Organization.
Oh, okay.
I might have said association.
You were. That's why I was like, why isn't it ACA? When you said ACO, I'm like, no.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No. Organization. American Corps.
Organization.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
Which I'm sure they had to just buy that name off of somebody. But anyway, so cornhole is the thing where you got a piece of wood that is 2 feet wide, 4 feet long. You got a hole in it, which is approximately 10 inches
round. Yeah.
Yeah.
At the top.
Oh, 9 inches is technically how much it is.
Okay.
Wait. 9 inches from the top with a 6-inch hole. My bad.
Ooh, there you go.
69.
9 to 6. Boom.
Yeah.
You know that shit was made up in college.
Yeah. Well, wait till we get to the beer pong rules.
Okay.
The World Series of Beer Pong has a wonderful rule book.
Yeah, and I want to know the actual rules of bags, because everyone I play, much like Beirut or beer pong,
right,
has different rules.
Well, that's funny you should mention that, because of all things the ACO has, they do not have an official rules video.
What a bunch of asshats.
Yeah, right? I mean, there's an extensive rule book that you can download and shit. But, yeah, as far as a video that could explain all this crap in, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah, you have to read a 12-page document.
You got
to
read a lot of shit.
All
right, so essentially, got this block of wood. It's angled. And you throw bean bags at it, and it's kind of like horseshoes.
Yeah.
The one universal rule I have found is that a bag lands on the wooden
board.
Surface, the board.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a woody.
It's a woody with a cornhole in it?
Oh, we'll get there, bud.
All right.
Woody refers to any cornhole bag that has been pitched and remains on the cornhole board playing surface at the conclusion of the frame. So essentially, that's worth 1 point, right?
Correct.
Okay. Cornhole refers to any cornhole bag that has been pitched and passes through the cornhole board at any time within the frame.
Okay.
So basically, you line up, and this, we'll just say for singles, because it, you,
you know.
Yeah, it gets more challenge if you have.
Well, it's just
doubles.
Just double it for doubles. You're just throwing back to a partner, basically.
True.
You all pitch. Right. You pitch your bag. You take turns, and actually, there's supposed to be a time limit. You're supposed to have 15 seconds.
All three bags or four bags?
No. For your shot. So once you're okay. So sorry. Let's just go to the basics.
Okay.
So I'm standing next to Cam. We are opponents. I throw a bag and try and get it in the hole or land it at least on the wood thing. Cam throws a bag, and then you have canceling points at the end of a frame, right?
Yes.
And you play till 21 points.
Yes.
So okay. I throw it, and let's just say I get one in the hole for 3 points and one that's sitting there for 1 point. And then
the other one misses.
Well, right. The other two miss. Whatever. Let's just use two as an example.
Okay.
Cam can cancel out my points by getting one in the hole for 3 points and one in the hole for 1 point, and then both of us get zero. Now, if Cam makes a bag that stays on the a woody that
yes.
stays on the surface, then he gets 1 point.
Yes.
If he makes an additional bag for another 3 points. So the points cancel out. That's
yep.
important.
Yep, yep.
Very, very, very important. You can also have foul bag that refers to any cornhole bag that has not been determined as a woody or a cornhole or is designated as a foul bag within the rules of that. And basically, a foul bag can be any bag that's not pitched within the 15-second limit. So this is where it comes in. So
okay.
Basically, once your bag has landed, I then have 15 seconds to throw a bag.
Okay.
This is just
shot
clock.
The 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A bag pitched from a different pitcher's box. So in official cornhole, you basically have boxes, imaginary boxes on the side.
Yep.
So you can't step over the edge of where the board is that you're standing at.
Okay.
Any bag that contacted the court or the ground before coming to rest on the playing surface. So you can't like skip a bag and roll it up, which
yep.
I actually didn't know until we were playing.
Yeah, I've always played that way.
Yeah, it makes sense. I just never thought about it, you know. Any bag any bag that struck a previously defined object such as a tree limb, wire, indoor court ceiling, etc.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a pure hit and hit the wood of the board for it to count.
I hear you.
Yeah.
No other interferences.
Right.
Okay.
So we already went over the methods of scoring.
Yep.
Recording the score, that's stupid.
Yeah, if you can't do that math in your head, man.
Right. So that's
quite simple.
That's pretty much the game.
Okay.
And one other thing you can do is if there's a bags a woody sitting there, you can attempt to knock it off like curling or something. You
yep.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I don't think you can do that in horseshoes, right? Could you knock off a ringer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say the horseshoe's facing towards the thrower.
Mm-hmm.
You could definitely knock it out.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it'd be very hard to intentionally do that.
Right.
You might as well just go for a ringer to cancel it out.
But, uh-huh.
Yeah, you can definitely knock them out.
Interesting. Yeah, and these are for tournaments. I was like, "What? No alcohol?" Yeah, I mean, there's all
I've
sorts
never
of
played
house.
Without.
Yeah, no, there's all sorts of house variations, all sorts of stuff. And the reason why we got on this topic is there is a clip circulating. And again, I'm sorry we can't show it, but you can look it up. And basically, just look for the cornhole and one.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty pivotal moment in this match, which is one of the World Series matches that took place in the tournaments that were going on this last week. And this dude has a choice between closing the deficit by just making the bag in the hole or if he knocks the other guy's box off. So if you
bag off the board.
So if you imagine, okay, so you got the 2 foot by 4 foot board, right? And like we said, there's a hole at the top of the angled board.
6 inches from the top. Or 9 inches.
6 inches. Nine round. Inches from the top, 6-inch hole.
Yes.
And the opponent's bag, and this is on the last throw of the frame, is sitting there.
In that 9-inch gap.
In the gap, dangling in the hole. And so dude has to basically make it in there, but instead make it in the hole for 3 points or 2 points because of the cancellation. But he's like, nah,
yep.
fuck that. And he uses the other bag as a backboard. Knocks the opponent's bag off, so they get 0 points, and then he scores the three.
sinks it.
Sinks it. It's freaking dope.
Yeah, crazy shot.
Yeah, and that's just like one of the wackier things that is out there as a world, or you can win a world championship in.
Yeah, and there's like going to backyard rules. I don't know about you, but one of the rules I've played is where if you skunk someone 13-0, game over.
Yeah.
If they haven't scored yet. Or if you have to land exactly on 21, and if not, you revert back to 13 and have to work your way back to 21.
Oh, like 21 the basketball game.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So I mean, played a multitude of ways, but those are two rules that I've played where I'm like, fuck you, these are stupid rules.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like in this next one, the bounce rules and the weird house rules for beer pong, which get way wackier.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I mean, okay, so just like the, whatchamacallit, the cornhole, the ACO, there is also the World Series of Beer Pong.
Yeah, boy.
And I just closed those rules.
Do you think they allow drinking at the World Series of Beer Pong?
Yeah, it's required, actually.
Thank God, because that took the fun out of the ACO.
No drinking. Oh. Well, I think you can drink, but those were like codes of conduct shit. So the World Series of Beer Pong, or WSOBP, which we will just continue to call the World Series of Beer Pong because it's shorter to stay. They actually have a set of rules for house parties and for tournaments, which I thought was interesting.
That's nice of them.
Yeah.
I'm glad they set up rules for both.
Yeah, they're trying to market the thing. So beer pong is a game where you and your teammates stand on the same side of a table. The tables are typically 8 feet by 2 feet.
2 feet?
That's what it says.
Dude, what? No.
No, you do like this size table. Yeah. I think the width doesn't matter. It's more like...
That's true.
It's more like 8 feet. You don't want to play less than that.
Yeah. All right.
Like, that's a 6-foot table. You could do a short game there. But 8 feet, you take ping pong balls, and then each side has 10 cups, solo cups, drinking cups set up, and you attempt to throw those balls into the cups. And anytime, and this is a basic rule, there's more advanced rules. Anytime a ball lands in that cup, your opponents have to drink. Now, in tournament rules, because it would get real gross, they use water in the cups.
Thank God that's how I play. Because I'm an adult.
Yeah, well, or you put wood chips in there. That makes it real funky.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, it could bounce, but it couldn't bounce too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the sanitary way to do it is to put another liquid that you are not supposed to drink in the bottom of the cup.
It's true. Never drink water, kids. Yeah. Shit's terrible.
Or do not drink water that has been in a beer pong game for sure.
Yeah, gross.
All sorts of things.
That's how you get weird balls.
Yeah. So, like I said, you have 10 cups that are basically a pyramid, right? So it's like bowling pins, but they...
One cup, then 2 cups, then 3 cups, then 4 cups.
Yeah. Yeah, the math on that works out.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Word. Cool. So that's your starting thing, and this is called the tight triangle. And the rims have to be touching, but cups can't be, like, leaned. They got to be – it's nice, clean rack.
Yeah, touching but not overlapping.
Right. And the triangle must be centered on the table.
Yes.
And at the and the back of the rack has to be on the edge of the table.
Yes, back edge.
Yeah, the back edge. Like I said, in tournaments, they cups are filled either a third or halfway up with water, and they are not for consumption. However, you do need to have something that you're drinking out of. It is an essential part of the game, because every time you land a ball in your opponent's cup, they must drink half a cup of beer.
The game only gets more fun as you drink.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So... Each team, like, it's a rotation, right? So me and Cam are on a team. We throw to our opponents, and if we...
Ben, huh? Sorry, you go ahead.
No, that's cool. We get one shot per team member, and then there's various other rules on this shit, but essentially, if one of us makes it, then they have to drink, and that cup goes away after the round. Because if you make 2 cups, so if Cam and I each shoot and make
a cup apiece,
a cup apiece,
not the same cup,
our opponents have to drink those two beers cups. Or drink for those two cups.
Or balls back. And balls
and
back.
And we get the balls back to shoot again.
Yes.
If we make them in the same cup.
They drink three cups and balls back.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Oh, wait. Are they saying it's not three cups? Because I'm about to slap a hoe.
Well, some people do four cups.
Those people suck. Go away.
Right.
I don't want to play with you.
Right. And then, according to them, a ball in play may be grabbed or swatted after it has already made contact with a cup.
Yep.
But not while the cup ball is in the cup.
Ooh, so no blowing or fingering.
Well, that's weird because they said fingering. But this is, again, oh, okay. According to rule 4.2.3, balls may not be interfered with inside the cup. I.e. no fingering. But this is tournament rules.
Yes.
So they have to have a solid set of rules. Again, gotcha. Yeah. Pretty much anything can go down a beer pong game.
It's true.
Yeah. In the event that a player interfered with the ball prior to making contact with a cup, one cup penalty will be imposed to the interferer.
All right.
So the shooter who has his or her shot interfered with chooses which cup to remove.
Ooh, I kind of do like that.
Yeah, it's a good strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Bounce shots. Players are allowed to shoot via bounce.
Yes.
If a bounce is made, that cup will count for two cups if made.
Boom. Two-cupper.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I was thinking of is a double bounce.
Double bounce?
Well, like two people shoot. Like, you and I shoot both bounce shots, and it makes – maybe that's what I was thinking of when it was four
cups. Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah,
and that is four cups.
Dude, this really makes me want to play some fucking beer pong.
Dude, I haven't played in a long time. Let's do this shit.
Yeah.
Let's play some beer pong.
I ain't got nothing going on. The defensive team shall choose the second cup that is removed from the game in case of a bounce shots. Bounce shots may be swatted after the ball has made contact with the table at least once. Players may also catch the bounce shot instead of swatting it.
Correct.
Any cup knocked over in an attempt to swat a bounce ball will count as cups made and will be pulled from the game.
Yep.
Now, this is essential because that's my fucking move, is like the fucking laser bounce and just make people like reverse bowling pin the fucking stack.
No. Okay.
I shouldn't have told you that.
Yeah, it doesn't work on me. I don't swat bounce balls.
Right. Missed or non-bounce shots that ricochet back off the table or any other object after hitting a cup or rack or any other object on the table will only count as one cup and not count as two.
Okay, so it has to be bounce in, that's one cup.
Yeah.
Or two cups, but if it bounces off other shit,
I think
if it's only one. Because one of our rules that I've always played.
Oh,
is,
no. They're just clarifying that, like, rim shots, that doesn't count as a bounce. You know what I mean?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's what I just realized.
So, real quick, to totally digress here, but one of the rules we always played was if it bounced off another cup's rim and then into another cup, both cups had to be drank. Or
that's
if it bounced
hardcore.
Off, like, four cups and went in, all four cups.
That's like Kabaddi rules.
Yeah. Dude, it
Kabaddi
made
cup.
It. It made it fucking crazy.
Yeah,
because there'd be, you know, there's times where it's like ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And in a cup, and you're like, what the fuck? And then that'd be like four
go
cups.
Go to the videotape.
Yeah.
This is a weird rule. Okay. Declared bounce shots exception. If a player declares that he or she will be bouncing for every single shot she takes during a game before the game begins, bounces may not be swatted during that game. Bounce shots will only count as
one cup
for all players. Why do it then? Just
some people might not want to throw the ball. They might have better skills bouncing.
Interesting. I've never heard that rule.
Me either.
Okay, reformation. Now, this is where the rules get fucking wacky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we already know where the racks need to be. Cuffs that drift out of position may be reformed, but only at the request of the shooter in general.
Yep.
So if your cup is getting hit a lot and moves out of place, you can...
Or if there's beer on the table and it causes it to kind of float away.
Well, water in tournaments, Cameron, it wouldn't be beer.
Sorry, Bobby. I play with beer sometimes.
Yeah.
But most of the time water.
That's fine.
Because I'm an adult.
Right. Well,
but
the one thing
beer in my past.
The one thing I absolutely fucking hate about doing the side drink is that people don't drink like the amount that they should, because part of it is having to chug beer that you didn't want to chug.
True. Oh, yeah.
So, in my opinion, you should have a side table with 10 cups ready to rock. But that's way more complicated, because then you just get people taking little, like, foofy swifts or sips.
Yeah, I'd always pour into a cup.
Yeah, yeah, that works too. But the idea is you got to kill the beer.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
Because I was always drinking a beer at the same time, so that was just like a complimentary beer.
Yeah.
Or a loser's beer.
So in this case, a ball that goes into a cup is called a hit cup.
Okay.
They're going to be referring to that. Cups should be removed as soon as they are hit, even in the case where a reformation is not warranted.
Yep.
And basically, the tournament rules for reformation are starting at 10, mm-hmm. 6, 3, and 1. So they only do
only pyramids.
Only pyramids.
So they don't do a four reginer, as
yeah.
we call it.
Yeah, they don't do vagina.
And they don't do a hot dog or hamburger.
Or traffic light. Have you ever heard that? Pyramid
for
or
three?
Traffic light?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or at four, you could also do dick and balls, which is
ooh,
two,
no, I know
two cups on
about.
The last, on the edge, and then two up.
No, haven't
yeah.
played that one. But.
And I've also played where it's like you only get two re-racks during the whole game.
Ooh, that adds a cool level.
A strategy
you
element.
You could wait till like, yeah, you're down to four and then
right.
two.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Word.
Okay, rollbacks. So in general, if both players on a team sink his or her shot on the same term, that team will get one additional rollback shot, not two. This is tournament rules.
Okay.
Again, the only exception to this rule is during a redemption.
Ah,
which
yes.
is coming up. We'll get to that.
All right.
You know, I was reading these off because there is a really... Oh, it's coming later. Okay. Either teammate... This is on rollback still. Either teammate may take the rollback shot. Neither teammate may take more than two consecutive rollback shots.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So we get a rollback on two turns. We'd have to rotate who took it.
Oh, okay.
I think. Once two consecutive rollback shots have been taken by one player... Oh, never mind. The next rollback shot must be taken by the other partner.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, like you said.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, miracle shots. If a shot happens to land and stay on top of the cup, that shot will count as a miss. Congratulations, you're lucky. But you have not proved that you have any pong skills at all. This is where these rules get... I think they kept drinking as they were writing them. If you can prove to us that you can intentionally land the ball on cups on demand, we'll consider changing this rule. Until then, put the ball in the cup. That's the point of the game.
Damn.
Yeah, getting vicious.
Lippy with you.
Okay, so this is interesting. Leaning shall be permitted with the following considerations.
Okay.
Which is interesting because you get a lot of the elbow rule where you can't have your elbow over the edge of the table.
Yeah.
Like on a 6-foot table, you definitely know.
Oh, yeah. It's like slam dunks every time.
Yeah. A player may not place a hand, foot, leg, penis, whatever, on the table in order to gain additional reach or leverage. I say if you can use your penis to get leverage, maybe you make an exception.
More power to you.
Yeah. Against is only permitted if a player's shot is not moving the table from its original set position.
Huh.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense because you could then, whatever.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense because you should be, if you're going to lean on the table, you could definitely lean on it and not move it.
Yeah. If any part of the player's body is causing the table to move during their shot from the table's original set position, the shot will be forfeited. It will not count.
Okay.
A tabletop is permitted to rock gently from leg contact during the shot.
What's
fucking weird?
What, yeah.
The feet, this is what I'm saying, like these tournament rules are nuts. The feet of the table need to move from the table's original set position for a violation to occur. Oh. So it's just saying if
rock, but
yeah, it's still really
so that
weird.
That means you need to like draw circles around the feet of the table.
Yeah, I mean,
but either way, let's just go ahead.
Of course, if you have a beer gut, that must rest on the table because there's nothing else you can do with it. The beer gut on the table exception will apply. So
oh,
I think
Jesus.
That's what they're worried about.
Okay,
big dudes. A player's hand may not touch the table after a shot is released.
Mm.
A player, dude, this is crazy. There's like 16 rules for fucking leaning. A player may not bounce or touch the ball to the table after their foot has left the ground. If a player releases a shot with such leverage or touches the table in any manner throughout the motion of their shot and or after their shot is released, that shot will be forfeited.
Okay.
So pretty strict rules about not touching the table. If you're ever in a tournament, I just suggest taking a fucking half step back.
Yep.
A player must start his or her shot with both feet on the ground.
Okay.
That's understandable. A player may not balance or lift his or her foot whatsoever prior to being in full forward throwing motion. So you can't like pitch it. It's got to be like a basketball shot.
What if you only have one leg?
Well, then you can't play professional beer pong, damn it.
It's bullshit.
There may be no pauses, breaks, or extended hesitations with a player's shooting motion once their back foot has left the ground. A pause, break, or extended hesitation can be determined as a one count. If a player releases a shot while violating this rule, that shot will be forfeited.
Okay.
Yeah. Players may not edge themselves around the table when they shoot. No edging.
Opposed to our other games where you can edge.
Players may not move the cups out of position in order to gain a leaning advantage.
Okay.
So you run the risk of knocking your own cup over. That's on you.
Yep.
Cool. I'm just going to surmise that. Distractions. Distractions are permitted with the following restrictions subject to a one-cup penalty. Players may not cross the plane of play, the imaginary plane which runs vertically and separates you from your cups. Oh, interesting. So you got to stay behind the table.
Yep. To do a psych out.
Yeah, with any part of their bodies, clothing, or other objects while the other team is shooting. To avoid violating this rule, just stand back a few feet from your cups.
Yep.
Thank you. Props are permitted for distractions.
Ooh.
At the discretion of the organizer, props may not directly interfere with the flight of the ball or the shooter's vision. For example, the proper player shall not fan, blow, or otherwise intentionally create an air current surrounding the cups in play.
Okay.
Lighting devices may not be used to interfere with vision.
Oh.
Players may not approach the opposing team members in an unsportsmanlike manner. This includes running alongside the table to trash talk the opposing players Yeah, right. You got to stay on your side. In general, players should never be on the side. Should never be on the side of the table. Picking up a ball is an exception.
Okay.
And then it says officially players may not pass the quarter way point of the table after an in-between shot. Okay. Players and spectators may not visually block cups from the opposing players.
Yep.
So that's interesting. You shouldn't be doing like your fans above the thing officially.
Well, yeah, because you're crossing the plane. So totally makes sense.
Spectators are permitted to aid in distractions, but may not be inside the plane area at any time. In addition, in the event that players are positioned close to the outer edges of the plane area, spectators are prohibited from unreasonably interfering with a player's ability to shoot. Specifically, no spectator is allowed to scream directly into the ears of players at a close range or attempt to block a player's view of cups. You know what's awesome about all these rules is you know that they had to write them because people were fucking stupid.
It. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Distractions should not violate any venue, location, state, local, state, or federal rules of law. This is my favorite. 4.9, dipshit not paying attention rule. If team one knocks over one of its own cups, that dipshit team one, loses that cups.
Yep.
However, if the other team two, also contains dipshit or what? If the other team two also contains that dipshit is not paying attention, that do not catch the first team of dipshits, team one, knocking over the cup, then team one may keep that cup.
Ah, okay. So if the other team doesn't call it out and say, hey, dumbass, you got to get rid of that cup. So essentially, if you can knock it over and hide it, you're fine.
Yeah. holy shit. Okay. This is all sorts of shit. Ending the game. Let's just skip it. Down to 4.51, or 0.15 if you're following online at bpong.com.
I'm getting there now.
Yeah, it's okay.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. This is as far as we need to go with this one for sure. So ending the game, but this is important. Redemption, aka rebuttal.
Yes.
As soon as the cup is hit, again, hit means ball in cup, the opposing team has the opportunity to try and bring the game into overtime. So basically there are two different general scenarios for how to determine redemption rules. There are two or more cups remaining, or there is only one cup remaining on the side of the team that has hit the last cup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, this is such a fucking mouthful. There are only two more cups remaining. Unlimited one ball redemption is given. If there are only two cups remaining, an unlimited one ball redemption is given. Either player may take the first shot, and the ball is rolled back until a player misses. So if you have multiple cups on the board and I'm shooting,
mm-hmm.
I shoot till I miss. That's okay. Basically what this is getting at.
Yes.
As soon as a miss occurs, the game is over. At this time, players must alternate shooters in the event of multiple hits. At this time, players must alternate. God damn it. This is so stupid. Anyway.
Straight through it, man.
Yeah. As soon as a miss occurs, the game is over. At this time, players must alternate shooters in the event of multiple hits. One player may not take all the redemption shots. The only exception to this rule occurs when there are three cups remaining when redemption begins. In this case, the first two shots must be alternated, i.e., the player who shoots first cannot shoot second.
Okay.
But the final shot may be taken by either player. So you got three cups. I shoot, I make one. You have to shoot the next one.
Yep.
And then if you make it, I either you or me can shoot the third.
Okay.
If there is one cup remaining when the last cup is sunk, the rule is take as many shots as you have balls remaining on your side. So, for example, your opponent misses their first shot but sinks the second into your last cup, i.e., he shoots, Cam retrieves that ball because it's ours.
Yep.
And then their second shot goes into our cup. We get both of those shots.
Yes.
To rebuttal. Your opponent misses their first shot. Opponent sinks your last cup on their first shot. You get one chance to redeem. If an opponent sinks your last two or three cups in one turn, you get two chances to redeem, i.e., you may miss once.
Yes.
Interesting. So if you have the balls on your side, you get both of those balls no matter what the result of the first throw is. Successful redemption results in an initiation of a three-cup overtime with the dominant team, the team which would have won if the other team hadn't redeemed, selecting its possession. So
okay.
they get the ball. Overtime three-cup overtime formation is a tight triangle at the back center of the table, much like we've been talking about this whole time. The dominant team, the team who made the last cup, gets the first two shots in the first possession of overtime. The same redemption and rollback rules apply during overtime.
All right.
Interesting. And then it's all weird shit about redemption examples and all that kind of stuff. Conduct. But I don't know about conduct, man, because they straight up had girls that were just in body taint, like shaking titties and stuff to distract people at this tournament.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I almost made one of these tournaments.
Really?
Yeah, me and Carnage back in the day had team Fuck Yo Couch, and we got third place in the Molly Brown Satellite Tournament. But the problem was we had like 2 hours to kill in between matches. So I went and smoked a spliff, and I was just terrible when I got back because I was so drunk and high.
Yep, that'll happen.
We got a plaque somewhere, though.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the rules we always played was, or I've played the last few times I played, is if it bounces off the cup, and rolls back to your side and you can get it on your side of the table,
yeah,
that's your ball to reshoot.
Yeah, I like those rules. We used to, at Grant and Grand, I don't know if you were there for the night that I fucking broke. Oh, yeah, you're the reason why I broke the table.
Oh, yeah.
But we were playing full contact, balls back. Like, yeah. If that thing was loose, we could get it.
Yeah, and that shit gets crazy.
Yeah, especially in that garage that had nails in the fucking siding nails in the walls.
Yeah, and concrete, like, a foot and a half up off the floor that you could crack your dome on.
Yeah, and, I don't know, just a bunch of 19-year-old idiots.
Yeah.
So, going through the history of beer pong, the first World Series of beer pong took place in 2006. From January 2nd to January 6th, there were 80 teams from the U.S. and Canada, and they competed for $10,000. Now there's up to $1 million in prizes, all sorts of divisions, and all sorts of crap. And the teammates who won met at the University of Michigan. Shocking. Nick was a member of the school varsity wrestling team, and Jason was a diver on the school's varsity swimming and diving team. Jason actually went on to win he had won the 2003 NCAA championship for platform diving, and their team name was Team France.
Team France.
And the runners-up were Slippery Fetus. So, obviously, this grows and grows over the years, but I'm just going to go through some of the winners because they have fun names.
Okay.
The second in 2007. Yeah. They actually doubled the prize money to $20,000, so that's cool.
Damn.
And all this other shit. Blah, blah, blah.
$20,000.
$20,000 for some fucking beer pong, but it's a lot of beer pong.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, there's actually a documentary about that called Last Cup, Road to the World Series of Beer Pong.
Suck my sack.
Yeah. So the winners were called We Own Your Face, and the second place was Pwn Train. Moving on, went up to $50,000 in the third year. And the winners were Chauffeuring the Fat Kid and the Iron Wizard Coalition. Sorry. for beer, the fourth one, winners were Smashing Time, and second was Get Your Popcorn Ready.
Get Your Popcorn Ready.
And the fifth, Smashing Time won again.
Holy
and they
smokes.
Beat out 50 Cent's... DJ Who Kid, celebrity DJ to 50 Cent's G-Unit was signed to DJ the event. So really moving up in the world. This one actually now was at 468 teams.
Holy
and
smokes.
The second Smashing Time won again. And the second place was since sliced bread.
Best thing since sliced bread.
Nice. Yeah. So the teams and shit increase pretty much every year. But so for six, we had Standing Ovation and Unstoppable Sense of Inception. Oh, Unstoppable Sense. God damn it. Unstoppable Sense Inception.
Ah.
Then moving on, Seek and Destroy. Second place, BoozingGear.com presents Who is Bobby Williams? on to eight now. We're in 2013. Winner was Drinking, Smoking, Straight West Coasting, and then Smashing Time, second place.
Damn, Smashing Time is just crushing.
I want to see them play Ian and Zach. Moving on, Jurassic Pong and Blitzkrieg, or Jurassic Pong beats Blitzkrieg, and then Pity the Fool beat Wetback Wasted.
Ooh.
Ooh. It's problematic. Should read that. Blitzkrieg came back but lost to History in the Making. Then Blitzkrieg came back and won over White Girl Wasted, which is one of my favorite fucking phrases.
Reed's hat.
Then you got Troop Unchained beating out Brutality, but brew like drinking. And that was the most recent one, although I don't think they have anything listed. But to give you an idea, like I said, there's up to $1 million in prizes, not for one single winner, but just throughout this whole event that they got going on. So fucking beer pong, man.
Yeah, crazy.
I really fucked up by not winning that satellite
Brown
tournament.
Yeah. Could have won 20 G's, dog.
So to top this off, I found a list of the weirdest sports to ever make the Olympics. Any things you want to throw out there before I go through this list?
Trampoline.
Didn't make the list, but that makes sense to me.
I'm pretty sure it was in the Olympics.
I'm pretty sure it was in the Olympics recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I know we've talked about this, but like rope climbing.
Yeah.
And tug of war. They were all in there.
Tug of war.
This one, race walking. Not what you think. It's like walking as a race, not which race walks the best.
No, I figured it was racing while walking.
Yeah. But, yeah. This one was interesting. A swimming obstacle course. In 1900, the French Summer Olympics included a swimming obstacle course race, just like a normal swimming race, except for this one had three obstacles, including pole climbing, boats to climb into, onto, and swim under, and the event was held in a river, so in modern times, competitors would probably be using trash, sewage, and disease as their obstacles.
Jesus Christ.
little bit of snark on that one, but it's fucking funny.
Wow.
Yeah, in a fucking river, too. How about just, like, rapid swimming?
Yeah, no joke. That's an obstacle enough.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites, too, because it's fucking ridiculous, and I'll send you this, but we can't show it because it's a crash. It's a tandem bicycle sprint.
Yes, that is awesome.
Back in the day,
it'd be so hard to ride a bike with someone else in a sprint.
Dude, yeah. And
like,
it,
let alone just trying to get started.
Right, hold on. I'll just face this your way, and it is fucking ridiculous, dude. Like,
they did it in a velodrome.
Yeah.
And it's teams, obviously, because it's tandem.
But they are literally butt-fucking each other on these bikes.
Oh, yeah, they're, like, up in each other. But, I mean, that's, like, what's the bobsled one, but not bobsled, where you're sitting on another dude?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They wreck. Yeah, so this is, like, Czechoslovakia, Greece, and then the Czechs, it's, like...
Oh, man, the wheel fell off the butt. No, it didn't.
No, but...
Man, it's like getting hit by a
and
Tesla.
And then they're stuck. They're stuck together because they're strapped to the fucking things.
Oh, their feet are... Yeah, and the stirrups.
Yeah. So these two, it's like, seriously, one's from Slovakia and one's from the Czech Republic. And this is 93, so I'm pretty sure that split up just happened.
Yeah, they're like, fuck
and
you,
they hit each other. Look at the fucking skid, though.
Yeah, they drifted.
Yeah,
to the win. Oh, and then they go over. Oh, second place.
Well, no, I think they had to rerun it for some reason. I forget what the rules were, but the Greeks just like snuck over.
Oh, look at that guy.
His fucking tights ripped and his ass is showing.
Oh, man.
That's fucking hilarious.
That guy got wiped out, bro. Yeah.
This was a little disappointing one. Underwater swimming. Yeah, it's like... It's like this
distance,
event wasn't
they're going for distance, I take it.
Well, yeah, here, let me explain. The event wasn't popular due to lack of spectator value.
Yeah.
Cause, like,
oh, look, there's a guy underwater, I think.
I think. But it should come back now that there's underwater cameras are, you know,
no,
available.
Won't.
And then it was held over 60 meters distance with competitors awarded 2 points for every meter swum. I didn't realize that was a word. Swum?
Swum, yeah.
Swam. Anyway, underwater and 1 point for each second they were underwater. So it's like a point system. That's interesting.
Still dumb.
This is, I will go back to that one. Equestrian dressage is way more involved than it looks. Essentially, it involves horses learning to dance to the beat of different music, coordinating their specific prescribed movements perfectly. It can look quite silly, which is why it's way more impressive when it's set to hip hop music.
Fuck. Yeah. Still.
Yeah. Here, we'll just.
Anytime you get a horse involved.
Again, I'm sorry to our viewer. But we can't really be showing.
Okay, so the horse has to, like, trot in.
Well, no, there,
at the beat.
It's horse dancing.
Yeah.
I honestly thought. They're all fucking waving flags and shit. That's
Dude,
funny.
Some of that shit had to have been in reverse.
No.
Damn.
No, it's a real thing. I thought when I read this, it was going to be like, who could dress the horse the best?
Yeah.
Because why isn't it just called horse dancing?
Yeah, that's all it should be called.
There's some show that made a hilarious joke about that. But yeah.
I love how people are cheering it. Like,
dude, horse people are fucking crazy about horses.
That's
for
very
sure.
True.
Solo synchronized swimming.
How's that synchronized? It's just swim dancing.
The name itself is contradictory. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you synchronizing with if you're alone in the pool?
Yeah.
But even supporters claim the synchronization is with the music.
Yeah, but still, it should just be called swim dancing.
It's swim dressage.
Yeah, swim dressage. Mm.
An official event in 84, 88, and 92.
Jesus Christ.
The Olympics instead folded this into a team event and never looked back.
Smart move.
Okay, so these were my two favorite. Town planning.
What?
At the four Olympic Games between 1928 and 1948, medals were given out for town planning. It fell under the architectural design category of the arts portion of the Olympics.
There's an arts portion?
Yeah, like you're dancing and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I guess. Even
I thought there was like painting, you know, like I'm going to kill it at finger painting this year.
Speed Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
The even stranger part is that the silver medal winning plan for the Marine Park in Brooklyn wasn't even used, as the city parks department used a different plan instead. Considering the urbanization of modern times, this event could definitely use a comeback.
Again. Yeah, but no, because then you're going to be planning cities and parks and shit as quick as possible.
Can you just like,
you know, it's like, oh, let's put the gorilla right next to the tigers.
I think it's like a science fair type situation, not like a speed competition. Who can design the quickest water park?
Yeah, but then why is it a competition in the Olympics? Olympics is supposed to be like a skill and a time limit. How is that an Olympics sport?
I mean,
it's not a sport.
You got to understand.
What the fuck?
This is before like anything was an Olympic sport. Like, I don't even think. Oh, shit. We went over this. Yes, there were team sports because we talked about it in field hockey.
Yeah, man.
But they must have been like, well, guys, I gotta be honest. Tug of war doesn't really have the crowd draw anymore. Rope climb has really declined.
What do they have, blocks that they move around on a board? Like, this, none of this sport makes any sense. Oh. And I use sport loosely. Yeah,
you're still calling it a sport?
Yeah, goddammit, because it's in the Olympics. Like, it's supposed to be sports, activities.
Can you just imagine, like, dun, 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 dun. It's just a guy, like, rolling out his fucking blueprint.
Yeah, or he's got, like, a compass and a protractor. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm designing shit in the Olympics.
In between 1928 and 1948, so, like, the German guys, yes, this is where we kill the Jews.
Yes, this is the biggest temple you'll ever see.
Well,
and it's where we have our comments. Yeah. It's all concrete.
Well, I was thinking, like, the dude, like, submits the plans for Auschwitz.
Jesus Christ.
What do you mean, inhuman?
It's just a shower.
It's just a shower. All right, bringing it back to my favorite submission on this wonderful list that I found, hot air ballooning.
Jesus, man.
Now, technically, it was only a demonstration event and not an official sport.
Thank God.
But hot air ballooning was a part of the 1900 Olympic Games. Competitors were judged and earned points on elements like distance, duration, and elevation. And the Olympics may need to click their heels three times and hope for a return for Oz if the sport ever makes a comeback.
Good
nice
God.
Snark on that article.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother. Oh, shit, that balloon's really far away. And it's really high up there.
Right.
Cool, dude.
It was 1900. I don't think they had all
16 hours later, hot air ballooning has its first balloon land. 3 days later, the third balloon lands.
Well,
it
was 1900, so it's just like, well, Jim's the only one that survived this year. So.
Or maybe it just went on for the entire Olympic Games, and they're just like guys up there with the picnic basket like, oh, yeah.
You know how you do this. Around the world race for the Olympics.
Oh, there you go.
That's how you do it. It's got to be
around the world balloon race.
Yeah, super long distance race. Yep. I'm in on hot air ballooning.
It sounds like a sex act. I gave her the old hot air balloon. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that about does it for us this week. I hope you enjoy your Olympic architecture. Your solo synchronized swimming, your equestrian dressage, a.k.a. horse dancing, hot air ballooning, and then some of this other
tug of war.
Don't forget the tandem bicycle race. And remember,
yeah, look that up.
Wear your helmets.
Wear your helmets, kids.
Commish out.
Peace.